You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing with Do You Know the Real Jesus? Because the answer for most people is no, because they've been lied to by the religious leaders that are out there. In fact, you know the easiest way to tell if they've been lied to? What day did they go to church? If they go to church on Sunday, they've been lied to. That is not the Sabbath. That is not the Lord's Day. The fact is that Saturday is the seventh day of the week, and it's the day that God created and blessed it as the Sabbath. The fourth commandment tells us to worship God on that day. Now, you can worship God any day of the week, but the one day we're commanded to worship Him is on Saturday, the seventh day of the week. And what day you go to church shows what God you worship. The God of Sunday, which is Satan, or the God of Saturday, which is our Father in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. So God created the seventh day. He created the Sabbath. He sanctified it. He blessed it. He commanded us to worship Him on it. And people say, oh, yeah, but we worship on Sunday because that's the day that Jesus was resurrected. Who cares? Who cares? That didn't change the Sabbath. What became the Catholic Church, they changed the Sabbath. Let me read it to you. Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why are we commanded to remember it? Because God knew that people would forget it. He knew that they'd substitute Sunday 300 years after Jesus died. They would substitute Sunday for the Sabbath and violate the Sabbath. Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. What did Jesus do? What was His custom? Luke chapter 4, verse 16. So He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Jesus didn't keep Sunday, so why do you? The early church didn't observe Sunday, so why do you? Do you know the real Jesus? Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. He said so Himself. When is the Sabbath? Saturday, not Sunday. Saturday, not Sunday. Don't be a sun worshiper. Don't be a pagan. If you want to learn more, here's how. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.